الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a famous hadith which most of us will be familiar with gave a parable, an example of our deen Islam as being a structure, as being an edifice, the foundation of which is based on five things. Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. He said the foundation of Islam is five things. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the establishment of salah, the paying of zakat, the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and pertinent to our discussion, because after the month of Ramadan, from the first of Shawwal, begins a period of the Islamic calendar, which is what we refer to as Ayyamul Hajj, that is the days of Hajj. We're in the month of Zulqa'dah, which is part of the days of Hajj. Ulama explain it like this. They say through kalima, through the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the recognition of Allah is acquired. Allah's oneness and who is Allah. And then through salah, one's ta'alluq and one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established. Thereafter through zakat, through spending of one's wealth, the love of Allah is acquired. Because they say without spending, to acquire the love of something is impossible. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I feel in my heart that there is no shauq to die. I fear death. I fear meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have wealth? He said, yes. He said, give it away. Spend the wealth. Spend that which your heart is attached to for Allah's sake, and in return for that, Allah will give you His love. So ulama say that through zakat, the love of Allah is acquired. And then one love, they say, is something that can be divided. They say, muhabbat taqseem ho sakte. Love can be divided. The one higher stage of love is what we call ishq, which is indivisible, where the source of everything becomes one object. And they say that through fasting that is acquired. The ishq of Allah. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. Allah says, hadith-e-Qudsi, that fasting is for me. Fasting is for me. One translation, ana ajzi bi, I give the reward for this fasting. One translation is made of this hadith, ana ujzabi, that I become the badal, I become the recompense for your fasting. In other words, through fasting you will acquire the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through kalima, the recognition of Allah. Through salah, Allah's ta'alluq. Through spending, zakat, the love of Allah. Through fasting, Allah's ishq. And once these four things come together, the culmination, the perfection finally, now that you have reached the maqam of ishq, what is the next stage? That now you have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that in reality is what is Hajj. Hajj, in reality, if you look at Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the entire Quran, there is no pillar of Islam that a surah of the Quran is named after. You will not find Surah Al-Salah, or Surah Al-Zakat, or Surah Al-Sawm. But there is one entire surah of the Quran which Allah has referred to as Surah Al-Hajj, the Surah of Hajj. When Allah Ta'ala made fast, when Allah made salah farz. Allah made salah farz. Look at the Quran, the manner in which Allah made salah farz. Aqimus salah, establish salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Salah became farz. Zakat, atu zakat. Discharge your zakat. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. When it came to fasting, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. Fasting became farz. Now even those that don't understand Arabic, if you look at this, أَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ. Salah is farz. آتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Zakat is farz. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. Fasting is farz. When it comes to Hajj, Allah could have said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجِّ. Hajj has become farz upon you. But the entire mode and expression of Quran changes. When it comes to this pillar of Islam, when it comes to Hajj, what is the expression of Quran? Walillah, walillah, ala nas hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna allaha ghaniyun anil alameen. Where is Aqimus Salah, Atus Zakah, Kutiba Alaikumus Siyam? Allah does not bring His name with any of the other pillars of Islam. When it comes to Hajj, Allah brings His name, Walillah. Walillah, for Allah. What does this Walillah mean? Two explanations ulama give. One is that the goal and the object of this entire exercise of this visit to Kaabatullah and Baytullah should only be Allah. You are going to search for Allah. You are going to find your Allah. Walillah. The second explanation, ulama give ajib explanation. They say if somebody, you meet somebody, by where are you going? Say, I'm going for Hajj. They say that answer in reality is incorrect. You should not say, I'm going for Hajj. Walillah. Where are you going? I am going to meet my Allah. I am going to meet my Allah. Hajarul Aswad. Hajarul Aswad is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al Hajarul Aswad yaminullahi fil ard. Al Hajarul Aswad yaminullahi fil ard. Yusafihu biha ibadahu kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is one hadith. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said Hajarul Aswad is a stone from Jannat. وَهُوَ أَشَدُّ بَيَاذًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. It was whiter than milk. وَلَكِنْ سَوَّدَتْهُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. But the sins of insan have blackened it and made it black. In reality, it was a stone from Jannat. In the hadith which I mentioned earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Hajar-e Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Obviously, this is not literal. Allah is free of all this coming and going, shape and form. Allah is above all this. But this is just to give us an understanding. Hajarul Aswad, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is the right hand of Allah on this earth. One explanation of this ulama give. They say in alam-e arwah, when the souls of humanity were gathered, Allah mentions in the Quran about this, that Allah Ta'ala addressed the souls of humanity and asked them, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Every soul to be born till Qiyamah at that time said, Bala, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. It is said that covenant, that oath, which every soul of humanity took with Allah was recorded on a piece of paper, and that piece of paper was put into the Hajar-e Aswad. So when the istilam of Hajar-e Aswad is taking place, in reality, what are we doing? We are reaffirming, we are reiterating, we are renewing our covenant with Allah. That Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. Now look at this hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hajar-e Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Like one of you will shake the hand of his friend through the Hajar-e Aswad, Allah shakes your hand. You have walked into Allah's court. You have come to Allah's house. When you make istilam of Hajar-e Aswad, you are renewing your covenant and your oath with Allah, that Ya Allah, my life, my wealth, everything belongs to you. This is not an ordinary exercise. In fact, my respected brothers, this occasion of Jummah is impossible to come anywhere near to doing justice to this topic. We've heard from the various ulama-i-kiram during this season. But imagine, such a place, On this entire earth, on this entire earth, there is no spot which we can say with absolute certainty that the Mubarak lips of Muhammad Rasulullah touched besides the Hajar Aswad. Existing right now on this earth, there is a place which when a person makes istilam of Hajar Aswad, if he is given the opportunity to place his lips on that stone, where is he placing his lips? He's placing his lips on the spot that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his lips. Imagine the maqam. Imagine the status. Imagine the value. This Hajj is not an ordinary thing. Unfortunately, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهِ وَأُوسَاطُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَقُرَّاؤُهُمْ لِلرِّيَاءِ وَالسُّمَعَةِ وَفُقَرَاؤُهُمْ لِلْمَسَلَةِ. He said, a time will come that Hajj and Umrah for the wealthy people will become a holiday. Instead of going to America or Europe, let's go to Makkah and Medina. Let us halalize our excursion. For the wealthy people, it will become a holiday. For the middle classes, it will become a trade and a commerce exercise. For the poor people, it will become a begging exercise. Even the knowledgeable class, the ulama, will make it a show of exercise. This alim made so many hajj and that sheikh made so many hajj. What is the ishara and indication? The reality, the haqiqat of this amal will come out of the ummah. And unfortunately, my respected brothers, this is not only specific to hajj. The reality of salah is not there. The reality of zakat is not there. The reality of fasting is not there. And the reality of hajj has come out of this ummah. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? What are the haqaiq? What are the realities? This hajj, ulama say, is a munfarid amal. It is unique. Look at the manner in which Allah introduced this amal of hajj. I recited the verse of the Quran in the beginning. In Surah Hajj, Allah says, Allah instructed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam, issue the invitation for hajj. Adhin finnas, call the whole world, call the whole humanity. Now imagine the dilemma that is facing Ibrahim alayhi salam. When is he instructed with this? Not today, more than 4,000 years ago. Makkah Mukarrama of more than 4,000 years ago. That which Quran describes, wadin ghayri dhi zara, a land without vegetation. Black arid mountains in all directions, Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Safa, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Black arid mountains, desert, no life in any direction. Just a few people, the Banu Jurham tribe had settled. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, call the whole humanity. What is his response? Wama yablugu sawti. Ya Allah, that time there was no satellite dish, satellite communication, no social media. I'm going to stand in the desert and call. How is my voice going to reach? وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. What does Allah say? أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. Your job is to issue the invitation. Conveying that invitation is my job. Why? Because those that are coming for hajj, not, in fact, to use this word, coming for hajj is incorrect. Or coming for umrah is incorrect. What is the correct expression? Those who are accepted by Allah for Hajj. And those who are accepted by Allah for Umrah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. This is Allah's delegation. They are Allah's representatives. They are chosen by Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam climbs onto the mountain Abu Qubais. Abu Qubais, for those who have been, is where, if you're standing in the Haram, the mountain on which the king's palace is situated. That is Jabal Abu Qubais. Ibrahim alayhi salam climbs onto that mountain. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah ta'ala qad amarakum bi hajji hadha al-bayt liyuthibakum bihi al-jannah wa yujirakum min adabin nar. Allahu Akbar. What does he say? Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Baytullah. Allah has commanded you to undertake this journey. Why? Allah benefits from the rigors, from the hardship of your travel. Allah benefits in some way from the expenditure that you incur. No! Why has Allah commanded you? Because through this, لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Through this, Allah wants to give you Jannat. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hajjul Mabroor, Laysa lahu jazaun illa al-Jannah. Accepted Hajj, there is no other recompense besides Jannat. Carry out this amal correctly and Jannat is guaranteed. لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam in an ordinary voice issues this instruction. Allah makes it such every living person on the surface of the earth physically hears the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every unborn child in the womb of the mother hears the voice. Every soul in alam-e-arwah to be born till Qiyamah hears the invitation issued by Ibrahim alayhi salam. The reaction to that invitation varies according to the tawfiq and acceptance of Allah. Some remain silent. Some recited the labbaik once. Some recited the labbaik several times, according to the number of times that labbaik was recited. Allah took upon himself that when that person will be born and come to the world, that number of times Allah will take him to Ka'batullah. It is not, I say this very, very often, it is not the accreditation of any organization. It is not your wealth. It is not your means that will take you there by the qasam of Allah. It is Allah's acceptance only that is taking you there. This is what this hadith means. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, those who will go there, this is Allah's delegation. What is their maqam? يُعْتِيهِمْ مَا سَالُوا. Whatever they ask from Allah, Allah will give it to them. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Whatever dua they make, Allah will accept it. One sahabi was making tawaf. He passed the Rukna Yamani, he was going towards the Hajar Aswad. In his tawaf, he made dua. Allahumma fill li fulan. Oh Allah, forgive certain person. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overheard this. He stopped him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, then what did you say? He says, Ya Rasulullah, before I left for this journey, my brother requested me to make dua for his maghfirat. I complied with his request. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you are in such a spot, in such a place, Allah has made his maghfirat. Allah has, يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Whatever dua they will make will be answered. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. Allahu Akbar. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Normally when you have your function, one is you issue a general invitation, put it on the board. Certain day, there's a walima or this dawat, whoever wants to come must come. Invitation, general invitation. One is maybe some people will be sent a card. Then there is the VIP guest. VIP guest, without that person, the function not going to happen. So you phone him up specifically. I'm sending your ticket. Your hotel is sorted out. All expenses paid. You have to be here. The mezban and the host of this exercise is Allah. Allah will give you, not according to your shan. Allah will give you according to His shan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, every cent that you will spend, Allah will pay you back. Allah will pay you back, and not just pay you back. Dirham bi alf, alf dirham. Every dirham you spend, Allah will give you 1 million back. 1 million back. Either in this dunya or in akhirat, you will definitely get it. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tabi'u bayna al-hajj wal-umrah, fa'innahuma yanfiyani al-faqr wal-nifaq, kama tanfi al-naru khubth al-hadid wal-dhahab wal-fidda, walaysa li-hajj al-mabrur jazaun illa al-jannah. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, keep going. If you can't keep going, desire it. Ask from Allah. Beg from Allah. Do not think it is your financial circumstance. I remember just 2 or 3 years ago, I was sitting in front of the Kaaba. After Fajr Salah, one elderly couple from India, just the previous day, someone I had met was telling me that, you know, there's been a new charge, some new fee is being put on Indian Hajis. It has become even more difficult, more expensive. This was going through my mind and I'm sitting. Elderly couple, if you look at these people physically, outwardly, the person couldn't even walk. He was bent over. He had his old wife with him. They had their entire possessions in a scrot bag, in a sack. On it was written the name of the village from India where they come from. These people approached me. I was a stranger to them. They saw me sitting there. They said, they want to make tawaf. Will you look after my possessions? They left it and they went for tawaf. I'm looking at the possessions of this person and thinking to myself, forget the journey, forget the expenses, forget the cost. This person outwardly from his appearance looked like he couldn't afford his next meal. How is it that he was here? Who brought him? Is it his wealth? Is it his financial circumstance? And wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, you won't see one and ten. You will see thousands like this. Thousands like this, that no matter what obstacle is being put, no matter what obstruction is being put, still they are coming. What is bringing them? Wallah, it is Allah that is bringing. It is Allah that is bringing. Don't think some organization didn't accredit you. Someone didn't approve. Your circumstances didn't work out. You didn't get a leave. Wallah, it is not that. You want to get yourself accepted? Go on the musalla. At the time of tahajjud, beg from Allah. Ask from Allah. And more importantly, those who are going, ask yourself this question. How much are we appreciating it? How much have we realized the value of that place? More importantly, walillah, walillah, what does this mean? I'm going to meet Allah. Is Allah going to prefer my coming? Have I prepared myself in a manner that is conducive to going to that Mubarak place? Where is the South African Haji or Mu'tamir? Look for him at the time of Zohar. He's sleeping in his hotel. Look for him at the time of Asr. Some coach has been hired to take you to some shopping expedition. What is the value of the place? We talk about it. One salah in Masjid al-Haram. One salah in Masjid al-Haram is 100,000 salah. How long will it take you to make 100,000 salah in your Melanson Road Masjid? 55 salah a day. 55 years, 6 months and 20 days. It will take you to make 100,000 salah. 5 salah in a day, it will take you 277 years, 7 months and 10 days in your local masjid. In one day, Allah is giving you that day. Where is the value for it? These are the days of Hajj. Ayyamul Hajj. On the one side, we say, I'm Ashik Rasul. I'm a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very often, I give this example. You don't want to run anybody down. But start from one side of the masjid. Recently, maybe some UEFA tournament took place, some European soccer league took place, or some famous sports tournament took place. Ask our youngsters, they'll name you the names of the players on the team. They'll give you the scores, they'll give you the statistics. Mind-boggling! The poor youngster can't do his hips properly. He's battling in school, but this he'll know right down to the last detail. Start from one side of the masjid. Ayyamul Hajj, days of Hajj. My respected brothers, we speak of the Hajjatul Wada. We speak of the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many days was that journey? When did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Madina Munawwara? How many days it took him to reach Makkah Mukarrama? What did he do in his journey of Hajj? What was his cry? What was his pain? Illa mashallah, my respected brothers, more than 90% of us will have absolutely no idea whatsoever. Cry tears of blood. When you go for gush, you walk into a Muslim home, you invite it into the sitting room, Jamaat has come. What do you see there? You see that plasma screen, 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch, now they got curved screens. Millions of pixels. The instrument of zina, and above it you'll find a plaque. You'll find a plaque. What is written there? Farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Above an instrument of zina, this is what the ummah has ridiculed and diminished the cry and pain of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. And yet, Allah made it such meticulous detail. 14 centuries have passed. Another 14 centuries can pass. Such detail is found. Just by way of example, we're running out of time already. It was a Saturday, 25th of Zulqadah, before Zohar Salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tied the ihram, made Zohar Salah in Masjid Nabawi, delivered a khutbah, began the Hajj journey. 12,000 Sahaba were with him.
Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu anhu was appointed as Amir of Medina in his absence. Najia bin Jundum Aslami radiallahu ta'ala was appointed to look after his Qurbani animals. They started the journey. By the time Asr Salah came, they reached Zul Hulayfa. Jibreel came down and informed him that, Ya Rasulullah, this is a Mubarak place, a Mubarak night. Allah wants you to spend the night here. 5 Salah he remained at Zul Hulayfa. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr and Zuhr. The next morning, after Fajr, Asma bint Umais radiallahu anha gave birth to a male child. The name of the child was Muhammad. That also is recorded. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed her, continue with the Hajj journey, but make your tawaf only after you have become pure from your nifas. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made his ghusl. Those days there was no soap and detergents. 2 leaves were used as detergent in the water. Those names of those leaves are recorded, Ushnan and Khitmi. He made ghusl. Sahaba described how he made ghusl, how he washed his hair, how he passed his fingers through his hair. After washing his hair, he applied honey to the hair. Those days they used to use the honey so that the hair doesn't stick. Then the hair doesn't become disheveled in the desert. Then he applied oil. Then he applied ether in the mound of his, in the crown of his head. Applied ether on his body. He did not apply ether on the cloth of the ihram. The cloth of the ihram, where it came from, that also recorded. It came from Sahara in Muscat. Those days used to be called Yemen. 2 pieces of cloth. He tied the ihram. At the time of Zuhr, he made Zuhr Salah in Zul Hulayfa. Thereafter, where his camel was tied, also recorded. Name of the camel recorded. He mounted the camel Qaswa, face Qibla, and said, Labbaik, Allahumma hajjatan labbaik. We've run out of time, as I mentioned, but to this extent, meticulous detail is recorded. Every aspect of the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the days of Hajj. Where is the shock? Where is the inclination? Where is the attachment? As I mentioned previously, unfortunately, my respected brothers, these ibadat have become rituals. We are going through the motions, the haqqaiq, the reality, the asbab. It's not conceivable that every one of us, every year will go for Hajj. But what are the lessons? Where's the shock? Where's the inclination of the heart? Imam Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah beautifully puts it. He says, kam min wasilin, bi badanihi ila al-bayt, wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. He says, how many people they are, physically, bodily, they have reached Kaabatullah. They are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba. But their hearts are ghafil of Allah. Wa kam min qaidin fi baytihi, fi mahallihi ala firashihi. وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّسِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَالَىٰ. And how many people they are, many thousands of miles away from Kaabatullah. They're sitting at home on their warm beds. But not for one second is the heart ghafil of Allah. This journey, my respected brothers, is not a physical journey. One is the physical Kaabatullah that is there in Makkah Mukarramah. Ulama say there is another Kaabatullah. There is another Kaabatullah. That Kaabatullah is situated between our ribs. The heart of every person, make this the arsh of Allah. Make this the goal. Make this the object to instill this heart with the marifat, with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.